This is Luke Moroney from Search Party Property. And what I'd like to discuss with everyone today is the whole idea around, are you thinking about buying or investing in an off-the-plan unit? Now, there's been a number of articles in the papers, on the TV, in regards to off-the-plan units in the past couple of months. And I thought I'd raise this because we're finding that a lot of people are putting themselves in high-risk situations. And this wasn't put on TV last night on Channel 9 News as a case study example of what is actually happening out there in the market. And I think a few of these incidences are happening probably sporadically at the moment, but I would imagine in the current environment they're going to happen more and more as in the next 6 months, 12 months time. So that particular story that was raised on Channel 9 News last night at 6 p.m. Was in regards to an Epping unit complex where 61 of the units have been sold, 69 of those units have not are yet to be sold. And we now find ourselves in a situation where the developer has gone into liquidation. So what does this actually mean to the owners of the building that are currently living there? And what does that mean to the future owners that are going to purchase at that property? So for the current owners, they might find that the valuations on their property, if they were to sell in the next 6, 12 or 18 months, are going to be a lot lower than what they paid for them, because those other 69 units yet to be sold are probably going to go into a fire sale situation where people are going to offer significantly less on those property, on those units, compared to what was paid for, you know, when the original pre-sales or the off-the-plan sales actually happened. So that will probably affect the new owners currently, the current owners, I should say. Also, what may affect the current owners is a situation where the developer, who still holds 69 of the units in his name or her name, might find that they're not going to pay the strata fees, the levies on the building right now. So current owners will need to come up with those strata levies until those 69 units are sold and the new owners start paying the levies. So there's a number of different situations that can happen with these buildings if developers go into liquidation. So this is why I thought I would raise this topic with everyone today, because it's in the news, it's been talked about, and there is a lot of people coming into retirement age that are looking for some of these brand new off-the-plan apartments to buy into. They're moving from their 4 or 5 bedroom houses where the family grew up and moving into units maybe closer to the water, closer to the city, or maybe closer to family, where they're looking to have a unit that's self-contained and easy to manage, and have a body corporate or a strata building to actually do the repairs and maintenance around the complex. So there, and also there's investors out there looking for something brand new and shiny for them to actually invest in and not give them too many headaches in future, because they're thinking it's brand new. So there's not going to be too many repairs and maintenance on the building. So they think that might happen, but is that the actual truth, or is that the way that things actually pan out? So what I wanted to raise with everyone today is what to actually look out for, what to watch for when it comes to making off-the-plan units. Do you completely stay away, or do you have to do extra due diligence if you're deciding to make a purchase? So my key things to watch out for, firstly, watch out for those bank valuations. It's really important. You got into a situation where you're putting down a 5 or 10% deposit when you're buying off the plan, and it doesn't come to 12, 18 months or 24 months time where you're actually going to be moving into that property, or as an investor, put a tenant into that property. So you got to have some foresight on what the market's maybe potentially going to do in the next year, 2 years, or maybe even slightly longer. So the consideration is that the bank valuers won't come into that building or won't assess that building or unit until it's being built. So there's a long time so 12 to 24 months at least, of period of time where you're not sure exactly what the value of the property is going to come out, and are you actually going to have enough funds to complete on that property? And there is a situation that you are legally bound to complete on the sale of that property, even though you've only put down that 5 or 10%. So the situation may come out into the bank valuation may come slightly lower, if not significantly lower, and that might mean $50,000, $100,000, maybe more, lower than the purchase price that you've agreed on with the developer. And if there's a shortfall in that amount, you're the person that will have to come up with that shortfall to increase that deposit on the purchase of that property. And if you can't complete on that process, on the purchase, then you might be in a situation where you actually will have to relinquish that contract, and maybe you might be in a situation that the developer might sue you for the loss of reselling that property to someone else. So it's really want to be really careful about that situation with bank valuations. Secondly, I want to talk about the poor building standards. Now, we've seen this a lot around various areas around Sydney where builders have gone in and built these properties. And the big news story of recent times has been the Opal Tower, which I've spoken about widely in the last month or so now, where there's building defects, and now the builders come back, people have having to move out of that particular property because of the rectification works that need to happen to that property. There's been other incidences around Sydney areas, around other areas around Australia, where there's been waterproofing issues or render falling off walls or cracking render, and various other defects that happen at buildings. And if it's a case that the builders have gone into liquidation or have not are not wanting to do the works, then extra strata fees, special levies may be borne back onto the owners, in the interim at least, until there's an agreement whether the builder comes back to rectify that or not. So that's an idea that you want to really be careful on in terms of buying some of these off the plan units. The third point I'd like to make is in relation to if builders or the developers actually go into liquidation. What does that really mean? If a builder goes into liquidation and you bought an off the plan unit and the building's half complete, who's actually going to complete that building? Is it going to be sold to someone else? Are you going to get outstanding works on that building? Is the new builder going to rectify all the problems with that the other builder caused? Potentially they've made a lot of shortcuts in the initial building of that particular property because they couldn't pay tradespeople or couldn't pay for materials. Or they may have made a few shortcuts in terms of the work that they carried out as well. But if a developer comes into liquidation, we will really need to be concerned about if the valuations on that property are going to be significantly reduced because of that situation where there's going to be fire sales on that property. So this is the big consideration that people need to make when it comes to these off the plan units, whether you're a home buyer and moving from, as a downgrader, moving from a large house, 4 or 5 bedroom house into a unit off the plan, or you're an investor looking for something new where you don't have to involve too much of your work and time into the repairs and maintenance and something that you want to maybe live in yourself in future. These are the considerations that I believe, and there's probably even more that you need to make when you're buying into an off the plan unit. Now, there might be a consideration for you to maybe choose a unit that's a little bit older, so you know what's actually happening with the building. You can see the repairs and maintenance schedule that's happened previously in the last couple of years, or you can see what the communications have been between the committee and at meetings, so you're really fully aware about what's actually happening, as opposed to an off-the-plan unit because they're not being there on site, not actually committing to a property before it's actually been built. So there's a number of other things that could potentially go wrong if you're doing an off-the-plan purchase. I just wanted to make everyone fully aware of my experience because I previously was a strata manager working on some of these buildings that have massive rectification problems or building defects that had to be rectified. So there's a number of things that you want to be aware of, and if you are considering an off-the-plan purchase, make sure you're doing your due diligence about the builder, the developer. Are they doing too much work at the moment? Are they going to be able to complete on what their promises? And you're never going to know, But you've got to put yourself in the best situation possible. Ask those powerful questions about what they're really doing, how they've done things before, what their future plans are with the company, and really sit down and navigate yourself through all these questions and all these ideas about that particular building that you're looking to purchase into. So that's the idea around off-the-plan units. If you want to talk about an off-the-plan purchase that you're looking to make, if you want to talk about anything in terms of your own personal investing or home buying, happy to have a sit down and have a chat with you or call over the phone to discuss what's going on in your personal circumstances. And then even if it's an idea about the general ideas around off-the-plan units, happy to chat with you as well. And mine number is 0400-332-377. You can call me at Search Party Property, Luke Moroney. So thank you all for coming along. And if you do want to leave a five-star rating, we would very much appreciate that. And obviously share that with your friends, family members, and so forth. So thank you all for listening today.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.